Beis Amid Beis, a little after a third of the Amid, Amale Ravina L'Ravashi, Dvorim Halolu Nitnu L'Kosev, Eloi Nitnu L'Kosev. Now, Ravina is asking Ravashi, we had a Gemara, a member of Rav Gidl. Rav Gidl said, Kama atanaisen lebincha kach vekach, the kama atanaisen lebitcha kach vekach, the obligations that both tzdodim decide on, they came to a achlote, this one will give so much, and this one will give so much, omdu vekitshu konu hein hein hadvorim haniknim ba'amirim. So Rav Gidl Marav said a gewaldike chiddush, and even though by most kinyonim we need a maise kinyon, but here these inyonim, since bahi anod de kamachatni yadodi, they have a mutual hanod that they're becoming mechutoni, is gomri umakni lahadodi. So each one is Machayev himself without a Maisa Kinyan. Now Ravine is asking to Ravashi, Dvorim halolo nitnu likosev oiloi nitnu likosev. Now we have to know what the Shaila is. Now there's a three-way Machloikis, Rashi, Taisvis, and the Rabbeinu Tam. So let us first learn the Sugya Alibe de Rashi. Nitnu likosev, nosnu chachomim ksiva ledovo, imbo lahachtim eidim bedvorim halolu, shehein beloi kinyin. That means there never was a maise kinyin to begin with to create this chaybis. Can there be a hilchus ksiva on this chalois kinyin, or leinitnu likosev, the leitraif memishabdi, bekiven deleke kinyin, leimishtabdi nichsi. So all the time, usually when a shtar is written, automatically one is goivim and the chosim mishabodim. But here, since there wasn't a kinyin to begin with, So therefore it could be that a shtar, even though a shtar was written, but a shtar will not help to create a shibud nechosim to be given from lekuches. The loshen of the Ritva is yesh Ika liksivosam ligvais mimishabdik shenichtavu. Nichtnu likosev means a shtar that is written, does it have a chshivis that through the shtar you can be gaiva from a mishabodim? That's the shayla. Omar lay nitnu likosev. So Ravashi answered Ravine, a shtar won't help. Afil Yevaydeh Shtar, you can only be goyve from Bnei Chayre. Eisve, so Ravine Estakashe. We hear in the Mishnah speaking about his chayvis, that a person married an Isha, and she made up with him that he should give mezainis for her daughter from a previous marriage for 5 years. So the Mishnah says different halachis that this shibud to give for 5 years is existent even though there are other factors which seems that she's secure with mezainis. For example, he gave his wife a get and she married someone else, and that other person was mekabel himself to give mezainis for 5 years. Or afilu this daughter got married. So in all cases, since he was meshabed himself to give for 5 years, he has to give for 5 years. There's no cheshbonus. The Mishnah is mesayim hapikrin But the shrewd people, Hayukaisvin Amenasha Ozines Bitra Chameshonim Kozman Sha'at Imi, when they made their Ischaivis, they added a few words. I'm only being mekabel on myself to give her mezainis, only Kozman, you're married to me, but if I give you a get, or if he dies, or if she dies, the chiyuv automatically becomes bottle. So now it says in the Mishnah, apikhin or yukaisvan almanash ozin as bitra chomeshonim, kozman sha'at imi. So what's the kasha? So why does it say kaisvan? So let's review. The Gemara said that this shibud of being mefarnes bas ishtoi is also without a ma'isekinyan. Loi b'shtori psikta uchtarav gidl. So this ischaivis came with Rav Gidl's ischaivis. Now it says, no, according to Rav Gidl, you don't need kaisvin. Hapikrin hoyu kaisvin amenash ozin es bitcho chomishon. So why does it say kaisvin? So the Gemara understood that the pikhin comes to include that from the tzodim of the ishe, they're also pikhin. And when they said that you should write a shtar on these 5 years, the kaisvin, the inyan to write instead of b'amira ba'alme, that was from the pikhis of the other tzad. A pikhin or your kaisvin means if there were pikhin on both stodim, there were kaisvin, that's mitzad ha'isha, in order to be able to be goyver from mishubodim. And he was a pikeach that he said, kozman shatimi. So al-kaponim we see, the shtar helps to be goyver from mishubodim, or else there's no pikhis. And that's why it says kaisvin, like this kaisvin is unnecessary. So the Gemara says, "My kaisvin oimrin." You have to learn this Mishnah with a grain of salt. It doesn't mean kaisvin; it means oimrin. So the Gemara asks, "The kori la amire ksive." I mean, the Tana says kaisvin. You say means oimrin. So the Gemara answers, "Yeah, we learned in." Vosnan, we learned a kaisav leishtoi dina dvorim ainli benachsayich. Vetoni rabchia ha'ayma leishtoi. So you see that the kaisvin is lav davke. Zog the Gemara weiter, Toshma, ein kaisvin shitrei eiresin in esuyin elo midashneya. Now, the Gemara understood the vial, that shitrei eiris in an isuim means the shitrei psikte. So the shtoris are only written if both stodim agree that a shtar should be written. Fine. About homi dashne, but al kaponim, if they both agree that a shtar should be written, kaisve. My love, shitrei psikte. It's speaking about shitrei psikte, and if they both agree, you write it. So what's the accomplishment of writing a shtar psikte? So kolchoch, you can be goyver from mishabodim. Or else there's no accomplishment whatsoever. So the Gemara says, loy, shitrei eiris and mamish. I'm not speaking about shtorei psikte. We're speaking about a shtar eirisin. Kiderav pope verav shrevye. The itma kosve lishmo v'shaloi midaito, rabbe v'ravina omri mekodeshes, rav popa rav shrevye omer eino mekodeshes. That means like this. The Gemara says in Kedushin that how do we know b'chlal that an isha is niknis with a shtar? Kiikach ishisha means kesef, obolos, bia. But how do you know that ishisha is nikne b'shtar? So the Gemara learns out from v'yotzo v'hoiso. that just like Yitzhiya is with a Sefer Krisis, so Havaya is also with a Sefer. Sikimi Mekadosh Anisha with a Sefer. Now, Rav Pope v'Rav Shrevye hold that, let's see, Rabbi Ravina say Mekodeshes. Now, we learn out the Shtar Kedushin from a Shtar Eres, from Shtar Kedushin from a Shtar Gerishin. So, Rabbi Ravina say, but just like by a Shtar Gerishin, it has to be written L'Shem Ha'isha, but it does not have to be written L'Dasa Isha. That means we don't ask the Isha B'Shas we write to get, do you agree that this get should be written? It has to be written Lishmo, but not Ledaito. So now if we learn out Shtar Kedushin from Shtar Gerishin, so it's also the same thing. It has to be written Lishem Ha'isha V'loi Ledaito. That's what Rabbi and Rabbi hold. Rav Pope and Rav Shrevye hold that just like by a get, the shtar is written midas hamakne. By a get, the makne is the baal. So who adin by shtar kedushin? You also need has to be written midas makne, and there the makne is the ish. So we have here a machloikes, Rabbe and Ravine and Rav Pope Rav Shrevye. If a shtar eresin has to be written lidas aisha, some amele, that's pshat. Where Rav Pope Rav Shrevye said pshat, ein kais vin shtarei eresin, ela midash neim. And it's going according to Rav Pope and Rav Shrevye. This is pshat, so it's not right, it's going on shtarei psikte. Let us see Rashi. Shtorei Eresen Mamish, Shtar Shemekadish Boyese Isha, Harei At Mekodeshesli Kaisav Bishtar, he writes that in the Shtar, Umoisalon, he gives it over to her, Vaashmiinon, that it's not sufficient that the Mesire is Ledaito, the Tzorich Lichtoi Valpio, that the Ksiva also has to be Midaito, Kiderav Pope v'Rav Shrevye, the Omri Kosvei Shaloi Midaito Eina Mekodeshes. So, according to Rav Pope and Rav Shrevye, it could be there's no raya from this Beraise, because this Beraise is not speaking about Shtori Psik, it's speaking about Shtori Eresen. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben, so, but it says, it's a double lotion, it says, Ein kais vin shitrei eresen en nesuin ela midash neim. Now, shitrei eresen, we know what that means. It means a shtar kedushin. But what's shitrei nesuin? Where do we find shitrei nesuin? There's no shtar for nesuin. So I found the Ritve in kedushin daf tesam at beis, asks the kasha. And he says two terutzim. The first teretz we have to understand, he says, Shitrei Erevesen v'nesuin haynu shtar kedushin. Shehu mekadesh v'hu iker nesuin. Iker nesuin is also the kedushin. It's very unclear, so the kefal aloshin is very difficult to understand. Okay, that's one mahalach. Or, he says, it's speaking about a shtar ksube. Shitrei nesuin means a shtar ksube. Now, he got stuck over here. Well, the ksube usually is written by the nesuin. But there's a tremendous problem. A shtar nesuin, why do you need midash shneim? The chosen is mechayv himself to the kala ksube. So why do you need midash shneim? So he says that midash neim means as follows. Usually, by other shtores, well, let's not get into other shtores. There's a problem by other shtores also. But usually, when let's say if the ksube would be written and given over to the chosen, there could be problems involved if there was no kinyan chalipin made b'shas t'ksivas haksuba. That means like this. Let us say that they wrote the ksuba Reish Chodesh Nissen, and they gave over the ksuba to the chosen before the nisuin. And he'll give over the shtar ksuba to the kala beis nissen. So it's a bitter geshef, so he can make a knunya. Because from the shtar it seems that the shibud was chal Reish Chodesh Nissen. Really, it was only chal if there was no kinyan chalipin beis nissen. So that is pshat. That's how the Ritva says pshat in this baraisa is we're speaking about a shtar ksuba. The shtar nesuin means it should only be written if it will be given over to the isha the same day. That's the kavona. Elamidash name means that she gets it the same day that he gets it. Elamidash name that akaponim, that it should be given to, ein kaisvin v'naisnin loy. Now it has to be given over to her the same day that he got it. That is what the Ritva says. Toshma. So now the Gemara wants to bring another raya. Meisu, we heard in the Mishnah that if, speaking about the husbands who are machayiv themselves to give mezainis lebas ishtoi, so it says like this, Meisu, what if they die? B'nei seyim nezainis b'nechos b'nei chayim. So their own daughters can be gave mezainis from the chosen b'nei chayim. V'hi nezainis, and the bas ishtay nezainis min the chosen mishabodim, b'nei shehi kebalas chayim. So it says klar in the Mishnah. Now we klar the shayla, does a shtar help the man from mishabodim, since it was not my sikinyan? So here it says klar, and you can be geiver from the chosim mishabodim. So the Gemara answers, "Hocha ma'iskinen b'shekoni miyodi." Now, this sefer that says you can be geiver from mishabodim, it's not speaking about that the shibud was chal with dvorim aniknim b'amire. The shibud was chal mitzad Rav Gidol's din of the dvorim aniknim b'amire, so they'd never be geiver from mishabodim. Now here it's speaking about b'shekonu miyodai, they made a kinyan chalipin, so that's already a normal kinyan, shtam kinyan leksiva he made, some emela, so here there's a kinyan chalipin, and ashta, he yizichamon from the mishabod. Frek de gemore, ihochi bonais nami. So now the Tane is differentiating between bas ishtoi, in his own daughters. Now you're making an akimtim that Bas Ishtoi is speaking about that they made a kinyan chalipin. Now, and the whole difference between Bnoisov and Bas Ishtoi is that's Bonais and this is Bas Ishtoi. But the Bonais Luchay is also speaking about that they made a kinyan chalipin. Now, if they made a kinyan chalipin, so why can't the bonais be goyve from the chosam mishabod? So the Gemara says, b'shekonu lezu v'leikonu lezu. So Gemara says, no, it's speaking about by the bonais, they did not make a kinyan chalipin, and by the basish, they did make a kinyan chalipin. So that's a very modne ikimte to say pshat in the Mishnah. We have a star Mishnah that differentiates between a bas and a bas ishtoi, and you'll say the difference is because here it's speaking about they made a kinyan chalipin, and here they didn't make a kinyan chalipin. Umay posko, I mean, how, what right do you have to differentiate between b'noisov and bas ishtoi? The b'noisov was without a kinyan chalipin, Basishta is with a Kenya Chalipa. So the Gemara answers, Ihi dahavoi bishas Kenya. Mahani lo Kenya. Bona is lehavi bishas Kenya le mahani lo Kenya. So Moses is a Pasha Techeshbet. Because when a person marries an Isha and he's Meshabed himself to give Mezoinis for the daughters he's going to have, so they're not here now. She can't make a Kenyan Chalipin Lidova Shaloi Boloilam. So Akoch is speaking about without a Kenyan, Alsat Maik Sube. But Bas Ishtoi was speaking about the fact that there is a daughter, she can make a Maisa Kenyan. So Mamela, it's not too gefährlich. So the Gemara says, Mila Yaskinin Davoi Bishaskinin. The Gemara says, how can you assume that the Bonis are speaking about only when they were not around Bishasta Kinyin? I mean, you could have Bonis around Bishasta Kinyin also. How could you have Bonis? Vehi Domi could go into Girsha Vahadra. He gave his wife a get. He remarried her again. And now he wants to be Meshabed himself again for the Bonis. So Memele is so here you have Bonis that are Bo'ilom. He's Meshabed himself to these Bonis. So that Teretz is not a good Teretz. So back to the Kasha. So why? By Benoisov. You're telling me something about Koni Miyodi. So if it's Koni Miyodi, so why by Benoisov can you be Goyva from a Shabodim? So the Gemara answers, Ela Ihi de Lesa Betanai Bezden, Mahani Lo Kinyin. Bas Ishtoi, there's no Chiyav Bachal to give Mezainis. So Mamele, the whole Chiyav is Mitzad de Kinyin. So there the Kinyan enables her to be Goyvim and Achosim Yishabodim. Bonois, this Nayu B'tnai Bezdin, but the Bonois are filled without the Kinyan Chalipin. So he owes them Mizoinis B'tnai Bezdin. Lay Mahani Lu Kinyan. So then, since the Etzim Chiyuv originates without the Kinyan Chalipin, so then the Kinyan Chalipin cannot create Aschus Ligvais Mimishabodim. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Migri Gori? Why should it be worse? So there's two Sibis. But why can't this be a Sibbe and Shibut? So the Gemara says, now new Teretz. Ela Benois of Hainu Taime. Kiven de isnayu bitnai bezden eimo tzrori atvesinu. So different cheshbin why we can't mourn for mishabodim, because the bonois, since there's a chiyuv of tnai bezden, so it's a gewaldike pressure on the father of the bonois that mitnai bezden he has to make sure that they'll have mezainis. Then we'll see in Taisus, speaking about the Mera Kinyan Chalipin also, so, it's olul to think that could be he was matfis tzchori. That means, Bechayo, when he was alive yet, he gave them money to make sure they'll have money for their mezainis, la'achem isosai. So Memele, since this is Achshash that we should think about, so Chazal said, from Mishubodim, she can't mourn already. He says, L'gabi Mishubodim, we're clearing, maybe she was paid already. This Achshash, it's a Shchir Dike Achshash, so Memele, we said that from Mishubodim, she can't mourn because maybe she got paid. I mean, one of the Mephoshim speaks out, even though Aksuba is your Goyva from a Mishabodim, and she swears that she didn't get Tzrori, but you can't be Madama one Chashash to another Chashash. By Bonis, it's a greater Chashash, so Memele, so they made a special Takonim that she can't be goyva from nechosa mishabodim. Let us see Rashi. Shehi kebalas choyv. The Mishnah said that she can be goyva from a mishabodim because she's like a balas choyv. V'i de loy nekita, v'i loy de nekita shtar mitof and mimishamdi. So a kocher, she has a shtar, and we see this shtar creates a koyach ligvois mimishamdi. So Mo says no. It's speaking about that they made konem yoda. Made a kinyan chalipin. So the Gemara says, I bezoi, so the bonis also should be goyva mimishamdi. Zmo says, they're speaking about it. He didn't make a kinyan chalipa. Frag the Gemara, my piske bit me ye. Bechi dovo posiku lechachomim itza abashtim tezach shekoinem lebasa isha veloi lebonais. That's a normal steiger sheshonu stam ben mishne benaiseyem nizaynis mneichayri vihi nizaynis mimshibodem de such a klal. He only makes a kinya chalipim by basishta and not by benoisa. Mi lo yaskinim v'chi iyev sheshiyu af abonis b'shaskinim. So the moment to say, it is that way, because the basishta is around, so you can make a kinyan for her. The bonis are not around. So the Gemara is, mi lo yaskinim v'chi iyev sheshiyu af abonis b'shaskinim. You can't have that the bonis are around b'shaskinim. Kigoin de Girsha, he gave her a get for Hadron, he remarried her, because of Loat Noima Lolo. For Loach, it non stomme bin Eisem Nizainis Mechoyren, will Loime Mishubodim. So Memele, here it's Shaykh to make a Kinyan Chalipin. So why did the Tane differentiate with a Behirus between, Bas Ishtoi and Bneisov? B'tanai bezden b'non nukvin devil lechim minoi. So the Gemara says, Mikri goy, the more want to say, since she has b'tanai bezden, that's why the economy of the one helps. The Gemara says, Mikri goy. So the Gemara says, Tzrori at vesinu lifnei moisei moslem tzrureis ksofim. Before the Misa, he gave them tzrureis ksofim. The Mizaynei Sayyim, for their Mizaynis. So this is Shitas Rashi. Now, let us see Taisvis. Nitnu Likosev, Oy Loi Nitnu Likosev. So let us just say Asod, and then we'll understand Taisvis is Chaylik and Rashi. According to Rashi, the Shaila was, does a Shtar and a chiyuv amire create a shibud nechosim, yes or no? That was the shaila. Taisvis learned the shaila was kipshutoi. Like this is a klau, stam kinyan l'ksiva oimeid. If Adam witnessed a kinyan chalipin, they are permitted to write a shtar on this kinyan. So now the shaila is, but over here there wasn't a maisa kinyan. There was only an amira, which creates a hischaivis. But after an amira, can a shtar be written? Yes or no? Perish. That's the shaila. If a shtar is written, will sicher help. Will sicher be gegeven mishabodim. But can a shtar be written without a tzibri to write the shtar? Perish, mishum destam kinyan l'ksiva oimet. When a person makes a kinyan chalipin, so we say it's oimet that a shtar should be written. Ishema mishum hochi, so therefore we should say nitnu l'kosev, dechikonu miyodai domi. This is equivalent to konami yoda. I didn't make a kinyan chalipin, but there's a kinyan of niknam bamire. So mele, as long as there were any sort of a kinyan, the ashtar could be written afilu shaloi midait. The kosher, So that's the shaila. So the shaila is not if Eshtar helps. The shaila is, can Eshtar be written, shaloi be daita? So now we have a tremendous problem. Because the Maika Porich Mahiden Kais Mishitre Eris and Isun Elamidash Neim, Homidash Neim Kaisim, but Midash Neim, you could write. So Zaraya, Zaraya that Nitnoli Kosev, Unverkehrt. Dilmahochi Kama, Homidash Neim, Kshaimalai Lichtoi, Ukemash Malon, the ain't Kaisvin Bistome, verkehrt. You're asking Akasha, Rabin asked Akasha to Ravashi, Nitnoli Kosev, or Nitnoli Kosev. So he answered, Loi Nitnoli Kosev, which means that the Eidim are not permitted to write a Shtar without a Tzivri to write. So yes, you makash, it says, ein kaisvin shitreiris un sum ala midashneim, a midashneim kaisvin. Oh, it's a kash on you. If I can't, it's a riot to me, not a kash on me. That's Tosfos kash. Do mehochi kama a midashneim, kshoim aloi lichtoi, when they'll tell him to write, the Kamash Malon, the ain't Kaisvin Bistome. So punkt verkehrt, it's not a kashe. It's a raya. Vohoyo meforish Rebbe. The Mash Malayla Shas ain't Kaisvin Elo Midash Neim. Hainu Biyidias Shneim. That both of them are aware. Sheshneim nisratzu bedovo, that the two tzodim were nisratze, the yodu gmar hapsike. That means a shtar can be written only when both tzodim came to achlote, you're gonna give so much, I'm gonna give so much, then the edim can write a shtar. Avol loy yodu biksive dumya, but there's no yodu biksive. Yodu is going on the chalois kinyan that was made between both of them. But it does not mean yodu biksiv. Dumye dahach de la el mine. It says, kaisvin shtale loive, afal pi shein mal ve imoi. Dahainu afal gav, de deye achshav min alvo klu. Ve kaisvin shtale moich, afal pi shein lekeich imoi. Dahainu afal pi shein lekeich idee be mekach klu. Wenn kois mi shitre eres in alle mit das nehm, mit das gmar psike. O mit das nehm, kois vin apeloi yedies ashtar nami. Now, let us explain what Tosfos is answering. That this bereise, there are two inyonim. The before it says, that kois vin shtar loi ve afo pi shein mal ve imoi. That means as follows, if a loiva comes over to Tuedim and says, write a shtar, I borrowed from Beryl $100. Now Beryl doesn't know from anything, and she doesn't have to know. Afa bishay mal v'imoy. That means the shtar is handed over to the loiva. So if Beryl is maskim to lend him the $100, he'll give him the shtar. Beryl is not maskim, he won't give him the shtar. If Beryl say, well, really, I'd like to lend you, but such a big ticha to write a shtar, don't worry, I took care of it. I mean, that's the chiddush of kais mishtal aloyve. So what is the kais mishtal aloyve? The ike chiddush over there is you do not need the das hamalve and the etzem alvo. You don't need the das haloikeach and the etzem mekach. But here, in order to be able to write a shtar, you need the das of both tzodim and the gmar of the psike. That means that both came to achlote, that this one is giving so much, this is giving so much. but it is not necessary b'chlal to have a yidiya on the ksida. So memela, so that's pshat. You don't need yidiyas aksiva, you only need yidiyas apsike. And if there was yidiyas apsike, koisvin shitre eresin and esuim, if there was the yidiyas, there was the yidiyas apsike, so that's akashe on Ravashi, who said, loy nitin likosev. So the Gemara answers, yeah, so then the Gemara asked Akasha from Rogaiva from the Chosim Ishabodim. So the Gemara says, Och maiskinen b'shekonomi yodim. Avamotze lishnuye b'dekosavle. So now, let's appreciate what's bothering Taisvis. According to Rashi, the Shaila was, will a star help to create a shibud? So the Gemara, so Ravashi said a star will not create a shibud. So the Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah, goy from the chosim mishabodim. So Gemara says, because shekona miyodai. If there wouldn't be kona miyodai, there wouldn't be a shibud. According to Taisvis, the Shaila was not if a star helps. The Shaila was, do you write a star without their tzivui? Is it an automatic procedure already? Just like, stam kinyin l'ksivoy, so Rav Gidl's kinyin is also l'ksivoy. But if maybe here you need a beferish tzivui. So the Gemara Sakash, it says, you gave him in the chosim mishubodim. So Moses says, oh, here's talking about the made a kinyin chalipin. Why do you say kinyin chalipin? Say it's speaking about that they said to write a star. So that's a Moses lishnuyi b'dekosavle. Period. Al kaponim, this is shitas ha-taisvus. Rabbeinu Chanan, Rabbeinu Tam Meforshim, a third pshat. Nitnu likosev means nitnu ligvois al yedei ksive davke. Oilei nitnu likosev, sha'af peloi ksiva tiknu lo kinyin. So what is the shayla according to the Rabbeinu Tam? According to the Rabbeinu Tam, the shayla is as follows. We had a memra of Rav Gidl, hein dvorim haniknin ba'amire. So now the Gemara is asking Akasha, that would you say it, amire, what do you mean? Do you mean kipshuta yamire, that a filo amire bepe will help that yechayiv, that is a yechayivis? Or maybe amire you mean with ksive. Now this is not, it's not a shtar kinyan, but al koponim, it has to be dvorim haniknim bamire means ksivis hadvorim. That's the taich amire. That's in Ibn Kantais. Rabbein Chananu, Rabbein Tam, Meforshim, nitnu likosev, nitnu ligveis al yedei ksivi, can only be goive if it was written. Davke. So nitnu likosev means as a chesorim, a greis. That it can only be goive if it was written, without writing, tiknu lo kinyan. Amir alone is sufficient. Eisvei. So now the shayla is Eisvei. So what is the shayla? The shayla is, do you need a ksiv in order to make the kinyan? Eisvei apikren hoye koisven, midiktoni ksive. Shmami no boy ksive. The loikoni bamira. Forget it. Speaking about over here that this was Rav Gidl's din, and it says a pikhan ayu koisven. So Isis, the whole din of Rav Gidl only applies if there's a ksive. So the Gemara says, no, that my koisven aimrim. Now, weiter. Vein koisvin shitre ere de sinne nesuim, nami midiktonik sive, so weist ois, it has to be written. Shmami no boi ksive, doloikoni ba amire boloi ksive. Vahash lo gosine no midbash neem koisvin, that what the gemara feels ois, according to Rabbein Tamana Geiris, is the raya is that when it's speaking about shtori psikte, it says koisvin. So weist ois that shtori psikte, the only way it works is if it was koisvin. Then Moses is not speaking about shtar eresen. Aber ob es vor dem Einer. Toshma, behin is eines menachosem mishubode. Alme de koisven. De I en koisven, if it's en koisven, amai have gavye mi mishabdi. Why you gave for Mishabodi? The Salke Daitoch, the Kach Hu Rigiles Kosho Lichtevlo. We'll come back to this. Umishani Bishakonomi Yodre. Kloima, the Beloik Sive Yechailen Ligvois Minamachorim. Vahoche Kach Ira Dover Shehiknelo. Now, this thesis is a little schwer, and let's explain what's schwer. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, the shayla of the Gemara is as follows. Is a kinyan chal, Rav Gidl's kinyan, is it chal with amira alone, or do you need ksive in order for the kinyan to be chal? Now, let's just be ma'ira one nekude. What a fellow will say that the kinyan is chal with amire, but what will we be goive if there's only amire? So we'll see, Rabbi Kvei giving zarai from this taisvis, that if it's chal with amire, it can only be good, it's chal with amire, but you can only be goyve from bnei chayrim. From mishabodim, you can't be goyve unless there was a ksive. Now we have to understand. So what's the whole raya from the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that. That Meisul Mzainis Bas Ishtoi the Goive from Mishubodim. So Tzaraye, so Kochot speaking about it was Koisven. What does this have to our Shaila? Our Shaila is, can you be Goive from Bnei Chayrim with Ksiva or without Ksiva? So, here it says you Goive from Mishubodim. So Kochot was with Ksiva, so, what's the raya? What is the raya that you can't be goyva with amira? What's the raya? He is speaking about with ksida. So let us see again the lashon of Taisus. Toshma vehin izaynis menachos mishabodim alma de kaisvin. That what? You're not kaina with amira. You're only kaina ayidei ksida. So Taisva says the E ain Kaisvin, if you could be kinda by Mira also. Amai have a gavya mimishabdi. So why is she gave him a mishabdi? The salke daitor, the kach hu regilis kol sho lichtevlo. He says, if ain Kaisvin, so why does it say stam? when they die, Shimon from Mishabodim. It's not true. So if it says Stome, that if they die, Shimon from Mishabodim, so why is this? Because you always have to write. And if you write automatically, you will go over from Mishabodim. That's Pshat the Gemara's Kasha. All the time. The E ain't Kaisvin all the time. Am I ever Goviyim in Mishabdi? So why does it say, Bepshitis, that every Bas Ishtoi is Goyva Mishabodim? The Salkid Baitach, the Kachu Regilis, Kosha Lichtivla. That's Pshat. So since the Kenyan only works with Ksiva, so that's why. If there's Ksiva, so automatically you'll be Goyva from Mishabodim. Umishani, so the Gemara answers, Bishikonu miyodai. Kloima, the beloi ksive, yechailun ligvois minam achurorem. Vohoche kach ira hadovo shehiknelo. It's speaking about over here, that they made a kinyan chalipin. So it's very unclear, he says, the Makshin held, so you could say already speaking about that he made a shtar also. I mean, so what's the, if you're making an akimte, so you could say, like this is said before, the Moslashni, but the Kosov, they will also say the same thing. But I'll compare them, that's from the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara's Teretz means Shekona Miyodi, means is speaking about Zichar, not from the normal case. A Kinyin is Zichar only. Speaking about a certain case. Rabbe veRavina Omri Mekodeshes. Now we hear here Machloikis, Rabbe and Ravine, if a Shtar Kedushin was written, Shaloi Midasa Isha, Ishim Mekodeshes, yes or no? Rabbe veRavine said Mekodeshes, and Rapapa and Rav Shchevye said Eine Mekodeshes. Now, we had a raya from the Beraise, in Kaisvin Shtar Eresen Ela Midashnei. So it seems, let's learn Sabashbo according to the first Pshat and Tois, not the Rabbeinu Tam. And Kaisma Shtari Eresen Sun El Midashnei means the Shtar Psike is only written if both of them were Merutze in the Etzem Psike. But then you can write it Shaloi Midato. Omidashneim, no, this with Omidashneim Kaisma. As long as they were aware of the psike, that's enough. That's how Tesis Lim shot before. Amidash Neim Kaisvin. You don't need their das on the Ksivis Hashta. My love story psikta loy story yeres. So Taim de la Ravine Dama Mekadeshes. Ravine that holds Mekadeshes. I feel there's no dasa isha. So, Ravina cannot learn that this Parais is speaking about Shtari Eresim, because you don't need Dashneya. Is according to Ravina, mi boy le luk melehide en kais mi Shtari Eresim, mi Shtari Psikta. So, according to Ravina, it's zich has to be speaking about Shtari Psikta. Vim kei maika mi boy le leld bo malo nitam li kosev tifshid le mehach, vaktor tois vus amirah dike kashe. His Ravina was the shoyl, and Ravina is enough in the Baraisa. It says klo that in kaisvim shtariyes in the sun elamidashneim or midashneim kaisvim, even though it was only dashneim on the psike and not on the shtar, and that's how Ravina is to learn pshat the Baraisa. There's never another eitz out to learn pshat. So why wasn't Ravina poshut from this Baraisa? The Taisus Arosh answers that could be Dashneya means Bashneim Mamish. That means the Max node that on the Shtar also. Dashneim on the Ksivis Hashtar. The Max node Dashneim means that as long as it's Dashneim on the Psike, even though there's not Dashneim on the Ksivis Hashtar, could also write. So Ravina understood, maybe not. Maybe Dashneim means Dash, you need Dashneim on the Ksivis Hashtar also. Toshma. Meisu b'neiseyem nizaynis v'nechosim b'shabodim. If v'nechosim b'chem, then v'nechosim b'shabodim. Teima amayle maisi hach, teima amayle maisi hach mi kore, mi kami di maisi ahida pikrin, dahi nishnis trilo b'mishnoseinu. Why did the Gemara bring this first? The Mishnah is written first. Rishlom b'shakachta hashas, משום די אבי מי שיחח מי קורא ואבי משן מי שקונה מי יודי סולו מוצל מפרח מי דה פיקרן די קלות מינה מי בשקונה מי יודי. That's why the Gemara pushed us off as the last קשה. In פיקרן we can say another פשט. My case when I'm in הורי מי הסכינים בשקונה מי יודי בפרק הנזוקים מוקי לך נמי בשקונה מי יודי. And it's speaking about Bishakona Miyod. That's why you go from the Chosim Bishabodim. Well, you write a star, according to Taisus. Vehi de Mekabel Olov. Now this is a Bereis and Afnun Olov Amit Beis. Vehi de Mekabel Olov Lozain Ben Ishtoi Ubas Ishtoi. So there it says you can only be goive from the Chosim B'nei Chayim. We'll say that speaking about Bishaloi Konami Yodi Ayri. Olefi mai demashme begitten, de lamandle boi elek tsuvim, osi shapa hachti nizoinis menachosh mishabodim afilu de loi konami yodi. There's one man, the Omar, that says that by mizoinis pasishte, you don't need a shtar. Since it's kotsu, I know it's only for a certain amount of time. It's only for 5 years. So, memela afilu leikonomi yodoi. You could also be goive, but seeing the look me ahida chemisha goive menam achorom, kshen sham kitzvah. They're speaking about that there was no zman kotzuv for the basishtoi, and that is why you're not goive from mishabodim. Eimar tzrori at Fesino. So the Gemara says, what is the difference between Benoisov and Bas Ishtoi? Benoisov, since is Mechuyev to the Bas, Al Tznai Bezden, so we are Choshed that he was Matfes Tzchori Bechayov to the Bas, so therefore she's not Bekoyach to be given Mechosim Mishabot. Taima le Rebbe, the begitten perek hanizokin tnan, ein metzien lachilas peres, lishvach karkois, lomozin hishav habonis, anigelonu as mozin habonis, menachosim ishabodim, mipnei tikon ha'oilom. That's takonis alakuches. Umeforish leishlokish bigmore, taime, Lefi she'en ksuvin, because there's no shtar. It's a tnai ksuvin, but there's no shtar. And since there's no shtar, so there's no koil. So memela, that's why you cannot be goive mozain habonis from the chosim mishabodim. That's by all of them. Haini tani nami the mozain habonis. So we have there it says, a Mishneh, that you're not goive mozein abonis, because there's no keil, there's no shtar. V'hoche meforesh taime, it was kone miyoda, and there was a shtar, mishum eime tzchori atvesei. So how do these two things stim? Our Mishneh says, that's the Mosheim Shadna Mishneh. That if there was a shtar, you also can't be goyve, Mosheim Abonis, because we're chayish tzroriyat, so that's why you can't be goyve from Mishubodim. And there it says, Netika Noilom, and there Ashloki says, Shah, because the Shtar was not written. Bishloima. The Itzarech Taime Lefi She'en Ksuvim, Heiche Shehoida Ha'av Shleihitfis Srori. That means like this. The Taka, two reasons, the two distinct reasons. One reason, there's no Kail. Now, if that reason, if there'd be a shtar or konami yode, he would be good. Now, there's another reason, because shemit v'sorori. But what if he said that he wasn't mat v'sorori? He says on his deathbed, I never gave the bas anything. So then the whole time is alf kail. And if there's taka no kail, then he could be good in the chosim v'shabot. Va'oid taimo l'rebi. The hochi mashme the mat v'sorori l'ktano. That means the Sorosh is a little Mavaya more, because it says in the Mishnah that Mosan Abonis you can only mon from Bnei Chayrim, and the Tana was Soisim. Mosin Abonis as a matter of Baskodl or Baskodl. Mosin Abonis cannot be given the Chosim Yishabodim, and the reason is because we're Chayish Shemehit Vishori. So it seems by all Bonis is Shatzach Shash Afilu by Ktano. Dochi mashme de matvisroi lektano, lekame peg basra oma shmul, ein poiskin mizaynes la ishes ish. If a husband went away, and now she comes to Bezen, and she says, I need mizaynes, ein poiskin mizaynes la ishes ish. Bezen will not be yered in the chosov. My time, rav zvidoma eimet zrori atvis. He went away, maybe it was matzvah tzchori. Rapopo ama chashin in shema oma latzi maisi daich mezoinis haich. Maybe he's takana mechuiva mezoinis. Maybe he told the tzi maisi daich mezoinis haich. Frek the gemore mai benai. What's the difference if you're not poisik al tzchori or you're not poisik al tzchashti maisi daich? Ike benayu ktano vesofka. If the wife is a ktana, in her maisi yadayim is maspik for her mezainis. Perish, dele rav zvi, that the tam is al tzrori, lechashin in the tzrori. Dele ktana, the tzrori lektani, loy matvis. One will never give tzrori to a ktana. But if the time is, I'll see my seer daich, and it's speaking about Sofka, so we don't give mezainis, because maybe he told that see my seer daich. Al koponim, we have a gemore, that aktane is not matvisrori. In Bayosu, it seems tam, that the bonais, all bonais, are not given the chos mishibodim, al tzachash srori. The Tiritz Rebbe, the Vadi Linyan de Legovi Mimishabdi, Lechashinan Kihosan. They're speaking about Bnei Chayvan, the mon from the Baal's Nechosan. From the Baal's Nechosan, we're not Chayish for Tzchori by Ektane. Abol Hochi, Lemigvi Mimishabdi, but here we don't want it to be given mishabodim. Amrin and siu v'chayish for tzchori afilu by yaktane. That means by mishabodim there were more machma by the chash of tzchori than from bnei chayim. So there it's speaking about bnei chayim. So the gemara says doni chayish for tzchori by gdele na by yaktane from mishabodim afilu yaktane. Oy tiritz. The hosom ksheholach l'mdina sayom ayli. There it's speaking about he went away to medina sayom. Vein echoshish latfisa tzrori. The mala bedai teshe te lova vecheles. Sheyarzo yifra. Avalochi de mais atfisa tzrori. A second parrot says that when don't you give to a ktana tzrori if he's going away and she has an eitzah, she can borrow money and he'll pay up when he comes back. So memele, so then, since it's not such a keen idea to be matvisroi by ektane, and an eitzah hotzi doch, she can borrow and he'll pay back, so he's not matvisroi by ektane. But if he's on his deathbed, so then it's, if he won't think about her, so memele, there won't be an eitzah. So then he's matve schori afilo by ektan. Oy taimer lerebi, kiven da heine taimer legovi bonis me mishavdi mishum de kiven de isnayu bet nai bezn, eime atvesinu tzrori. So psanudin, a person, there's a mordike choymer of a tnai bezn, and he is a doyik, he won't pay it up, so before he dies, he's matvesoy. That's why he not gave him nechosim mishabodim. Why is the halacha that an amona can be goyva ksuba mimishabdi? It's a tnai bezn. Let's be afraid for a tfosas tzori. The tirets rabbi the tvei matves tzori lebitoi kedemrin elo beperik naro linyin havoche the bitoi adifole. So Rebbe said a person is a bigger doyig for a daughter than for a wife, an almona. The Gemara says this, legabi something else, legabi an almona, when she gets mezainis from the yisayimim, hamaisi yadayim belongs to the yisayimim. Bonais, they get mezainis from the yisayimim, their maisi them does not belong to the yisayimim. So Gemara says why? Because he's more doyig for the havoche of the bas than for his wife. So Taisvis is saying in the same vein that that's why over there it's, by ksube, the chiyev ksube to a wife and the chiyev mezainis to a bas is take both or because of a tnai bezn, but that tfosas tzrori is not only because of tnai bezn, because he's roitze b'halvoches habas more than halvoches ishtoi. So that's when it comes to a ksuba, on if to be chayish that he gave her tzrori, so she can be given chosim mishabodim. Hashem came by habas. V'tiretz Rebbe. Nachmo, the tvei matvis sori lebite ken mrinol beperik narling in havoche de bite adifole. V'amarti lifnei Rebbe, so I asked him, so what are you telling me? So the criteria that what you chayish for tzrori by Abbas is not tnai ksuba. Because an almona is goyve minachosam ishabodin. The criteria that we're chayish for tzchori is tnai ksube plus halvoche. That means there's a special kir of a das that a father has to a daughter. So it's a tnai ksube, and there's chayish lavoche dido. So these two together spell out tzchori. So therefore, she can be given the chosim mishabodim. Asher ein ken an almona, there's only tnai ksuba, he's not matvis tzrori. That's a big shah, shem emele, therefore she can be given mishabodim. V'amarti lifnei Rebbe, so I asked Rebbe, the mash mocha, let's learn our Gemara. The Gemara says, what's the difference between bas ishtoi and bitoy? So the Gemara says, you know, because bitoy is goyve from tnai, with a tnai bezn, and that's yichayis letzchori. Bas ishtoy is without a tnai bezn. So it would seem the mashmoch, the bas ishtoy, he have a goyve with tnai bezn, but he has a goyve with mishabdi, da bechayshin lap vissori. So he asked Rebbe, he says, you're telling me that the mekoyer of chashash tzori is because of two factors of halvoche and tnai bezn. I have a gemara nitazai. Our gemara says, what is the difference between bas ishtoi and bitoy? The difference is tnai bezn. So if it seems tnai bezn is enough, you don't need havoche, because by bas ishtoi there's no havoche.
And the Gemara says, the Gemara says, your parents, Masishti, there's no Avochim, here there's Avochim. The Gemara says, the Chilik is Tanai Bezdin. So it would seem if Masishti would be a Tanai Bezdin, so then she also wouldn't be Goyva from Mishabodim, Marshas Chori. So we're back to the Kasha. Va'omar li Rebbe. So Rebbe told me like this, the Vadi Avimotzil Meme Bite Le Nechele Bahavoche Bite Nechele. You're right, you're 100% right. When the Gemara is asking what is the difference between Bas Ishtoi and Bitoi, so the Gemara could have said Nechele Bahavoche and Bas Ishtoi Le Nechele Bahavoche. Ella Itzrech Taime Dit Nai Bezen. Because the Gemara wants to say, don't think that the whole Cheshbon is only Halvoche. What'll be a Bitoy that's not a Tanai Bezdin? Shimposke imo lozin es Bitoy, it's a guy's. Lozin es Bitoy Mechayim. He said that he's going to give Mezainis le Bitoy Mechayim. Now Mechayim is not a Tanai Bezdin. The whole Tanai Bezdin is only like a Misa Sa'ov. The Oz Leochle B'Tanai Bezdin, Inami La'ache Miso La'ache Shetibodo, which is also not my Bezdin. So then I said, Goyvi Mimishabdi, the Cheshini Lutzoy Lechadiki Trey Taimi, the Ochle B'Tanai Bezdin, V'Nechalei Ba'avoche. So what is Taisvus saying? So Taisvus is saying that Be'emison, there are two factors. One factor is Havoche. In the Emerson, out the time of Avoche, so we have a Teretz on Bas Ishtoi. There's another Teretz of Tanai Bezdin. At the time of Tanai Bezdin, also Bas Ishtoi is Ferenfer. But that what he chapped on Tanai Bezdin was come to tell us that Bitoi Gufa with his no Tanai Bezdin, that means he agreed to give Mezoinis Lachashati Bogel, or he agreed to give Mezoinis Michayim, so then, Bitoy would also be Goyver from the Chosim Mishabodim, because you need this factor of Tanai Bezdin also. Yeah. Ubahai Shnuye Metar Tsunami, he pirched the Lekamon, Mashme de Tsroy Lektani Loy Matfis. We asked Akashe de Tzimtzrori Lektane Loy Matfis. So the Teretz is there speaking about a wife. And the whole Chash of Tzori is Dakke by a daughter. Because by a daughter there's Havoche. Oy Teretz. Another Teretz, he said. The Hochi Kama. Kiven de Isnu Betnai Bezen Perish Shekolkach Yipo Koicho. That means if there were two in Yonim, he made a Kinyan Chalipin, and it's at my Bezin, Vadi Ikala Mechesh Litzroi. Pen Yechash Litzroi, because we see with Yipo Koicha. By Shnui Meterotzim Lagama Kanach Pichi, Ahi Degitin, let us see further. It says like this, that a person was paisik im ishtai, that is give mezainis for her daughter for 5 years. He gave her a get, his wife, and now she got married. And so the Mishnah says that he has to go and give mezainis to the daughter who's now by the third husband. And he can't say La Yema Harishin Shetovei Etzli Ozaina. If the mother will be by me, then I'll give mezainis. Now Lamoyluch Lo Mezainis Lamokim Sheimo. He brings the mezainis to her, to the mother. The mother's married to someone else. He delivers the mezainis each day to that daughter who's by her mother. Omar Rav Chisde, Zoysoy Meres, Bas Eitzel Imo. Now, we're speaking about this Bas was from a first marriage. Now, who is she staying with? L'chayre, from the first marriage, Mustamad is Kroivim Mitzad Ha'ov also. And the Mishnah seems to be saying a blank statement that you bring the Mizainist L'mokim Ima, Al-Makhl Mizain said L'mokim Ima, because Abbas is by the mother. So Zayse Meres Pas Eitzel Ima. Let us see what Rashi says. Zayse Meres Bas Eitzelim, the Tani Lamokim Sheima. It said you bring the Mezainis to where the mother is. Like Tani Lebei Sachel. Maybe who says she's with her mother? Maybe she's by her brothers. But Madno Shekeinu Adin Shetigdal. That's the din. Shetigdal Abbas Eitzelima. That she stays with her mother. Ubas anizaynis min habonim. Afilu, the bonim are giving her mizaynis. Zonin oisa beveisimo. Ven kaifen oisa lodo etzlom. So it seems that that's the chiddush. That even though she's getting mizaynis from her brothers, but she doesn't have to be with them, she sticks around with her mother. Fregt die Gemara, mi meide be gdoila skinen. Who says we're speaking about a gdoila? Dulma be ktana skinen. Maybe speaking about a ktana. A ktana zicher is by the mother, not by the brothers. Mishum maise shahoye. Now we have a very gruesome story here. The sanya, we learned a baraise, mishe meis, viniach ben kotten. A person died, he left over a ben cotton. V'nich ben cotton li'imai. Is yershe ha'ov oimrim he godol etzleinu. Our brother, we're big brothers, let him grow up together with us. V'imai emeris ye bni godol etzli. Minichen oise etzel imai. We don't leave him by the brothers. This price is being about a ben cotton. We have to understand one thing. We can't be naive. If there's a small brother, he's a cotton, so he can't take care of himself. That's number one. Number two, you have to understand, a kesef yan esakel. That means as follows, that this small brother, there's a gewaldic brotherly love over here. I once heard a vertel, it says, leisisna sachicha bilvavecha, v'haftal reyacha kamaycha. A friend you should love. Your brother, don't hate him. It doesn't say you should love him, but don't hate him. Al kaponim, it seems this friction, there's normal this friction between the brothers. Now we have to understand that if the father died and there's a few big brothers and this little brother is a sore thumb over here because he's going to yarshan a chelik of the Yerushas Ha'ov. So Memela, if he's a cotton, he can't take care of himself. The brothers will make sure that Nebuch his Levi will be pretty soon, and they'll take care of him. So Memele, so this was a Maisus Ayvishachtu Erev Arishan. The first evening he was by them already. He didn't want to wanted to make sure that he won't be around. So, but that's by a cop, by a godu. A godel, they never made such a takon. A godel can take care of himself. So Memele, so the Gemara is asking Akasha. So what's the raya that all the time a daughter sticks to the mother and not with the achim who are giving her mezainis? Maybe our Mishnah is speaking about a ktana. But a gdaila could be she's with her brothers. Im kain, listni, lemokim, shehi, Maila Mokim Sheimo Shamet Mino Basay Tzolahim Loishnagdoilim Loishnagtana. That means if there's a difference between Aktano and Agdoilo, that Aktano Lamais is by the mother, Agdoilo is by the brothers, and the Mishnah wants to tell us, who you bring the, where you bring the mezainis to. So don't say you bring it to the mother. Say you bring it to where the daughter is. If she's a ktana, she's by the mother. If she's a gdela, she's by the brothers. So since the Mishnah was soisim and said you bring it to the mother, vices all the time, the daughter remains with the mother. Let us see what Rashi says. Tilma b'ktana skinum. Now, why do you want to kill a daughter? Bishlam, a brother, there's a good reason to kill him, because he's a potential Yerush. A daughter is not a Yerush, so. But she has a schus of Yisr Nechosim, that's also taking away from them. Because she can take care of herself. The teisha veitzolach. In kain the shchilik ben gdoila lektano nisnu meiloch la umezaynes lemakim shehi the mashm legdoila lemakim shehi lektano lemakim shehi mai lemakim sheima diktani milse psikte shma mino Kolbas Eitzel Ha'im.